Welcome to Brewed Insights, the podcast where everyday thoughts and perspectives can turn into profound revelations. Grab your cup, find your favorite spot, and let's brew some insights together. Welcome back to Brewed Insight. I'm Joe, and today we're exploring a term that's often thrown around in the realm of mental health: high functioning. It's a phrase that's meant to describe individuals who, despite battling mental health issues, seem to manage their daily lives quite well. But is this really the whole story? Could it be that what we're witnessing is actually high avoiding? Let's brew on that for a little while. High functioning, it's a term that's used to describe people who, despite facing significant mental health challenges or stresses, extreme situations in their life, maintain a seemingly normal life. They go to work, attend social events, and fulfill their responsibilities. On the surface, it appears that they have it all together. But here's the catch. Just because someone looks fine on the outside doesn't mean they aren't struggling on the inside. Many who are labeled as high functioning are actually masters of avoidance. They push through their days not because they're okay, but because they feel they have no other choice. They're excellent at hiding their pain, often using work, social obligations, or even humor as a mask. This constant state of performance can be incredibly draining and isolating. I'm going to talk about this for a second, about a story long time ago when my first husband and I were separating. It was very stressful. I went to work every day. I never missed a day. I worked just as hard as I always worked. And my boss knew that I was going through the situation that I was going through. And one day came to me and said, I just really want to say thank you. You're working the same as you've always worked. You're not even changing, skipping a beat. And I know what you're going through. My response to him was, wow, oh God, work is a distraction. I don't have to think about it or feel it or deal with anything. I can come here and completely forget. And that's exactly why. And he was really great. We had a great conversation. Actually, I'm going to share this too, because it was very insightful. We talked about the struggles, about the people in my life, the friends, the family who didn't understand and couldn't handle the circumstance and literally had a serious problem with the situation, like it was their own life falling apart. I found that very, very frustrating and quite frankly insulting. Anyways, I was telling my boss about that beautiful man, one of the best bosses I had in my life. And he said to me, Joanne, I learned later on in life, as you will, that we really don't have as many friends as we think, and most of them are just acquaintances. And I was like, ooh, ouch. But he kind of had a point, and it really kind of helped me through that time, and it helped me relax from all the stress of everything. But at that time, he probably was thinking that I was high functioning under circumstance, and he was checking to see if I was okay, because he was good that way. And I was okay, and I was avoiding. So I can stand by this statement from a memory of a time that I wouldn't even have noticed. I just did. I just went and did. So let's talk about high avoiding. This term isn't as well known, but it's actually crucial to understand. High avoiding is when individuals engage in activities and behaviors that keep them constantly busy preventing them from facing their true feelings or dealing with their mental health issues. It's a form of coping, not a healthy one. High avoiders may appear productive and successful, but they're often running on empty, using distraction as a way to avoid confronting their own turmoil. You know, I can talk about this a little bit also. I was a single mom for a very long time, and I really didn't feel like it was a hard thing for me to do. Sure, there were struggles. Yes, there was financial struggles, and there were time struggles. But it wasn't awful. I really got through it. I thought I was doing okay. I will say, though, that I probably was high functioning and not really taking a break and not really stopping and analyzing when I was actually stressed out or what was bothering me. And I realized one day that I never took a break. My days off, I had structured about time with my son and cleaning and grocery shopping, etc., and friends, of course. I didn't really take time for myself. And my son used to go and spend time with his father. One weekend in particular, I decided to do nothing. I just felt the weight. This was many years into my single parenting. I was a single parent for 11 years. I just decided to do nothing, not clean, not go grocery shopping, and sit on the couch, eat popcorn, and watch movies. And it was the best day I had had in a long time. And it didn't mean other days were not good. It meant that I didn't really give myself time to just relax, or permission to just relax, whatever that looked like. I didn't even know what it looked like, to be honest. I thought I was relaxing sometimes when I was off or hanging out with friends. You know, those are fun times, but it doesn't mean you're relaxing. It doesn't mean you're just really actually giving yourself a break. So I would say that probably I was high functioning for a long time. I don't think I was high avoidance. I don't think I was avoiding anything. I just didn't give myself permission to relax. And speaking of that, I actually know someone who has been told that they are high functioning, clearly repeatedly, in a form to make them feel good about where they are and what they're doing, and that they're still successful while they're struggling with a number of things. We were having conversations about this, and I was watching and listening, and I thought to myself, I don't know. I do think this person is high functioning. I also think that there's a lot of avoidance because there's a lot of pain, and that can be impacting. The labeling something and not actually being aware that there's another layer to that high functioning. Mislabeling someone as high functioning as a totality can have serious consequences. I think it can lead to their struggles being overlooked and or minimized, either by themselves, but also friends and family, and even healthcare workers might assume they're doing fine and don't really need the amount of support that they need. And this can prevent them from seeking help further or lead to worsening of the situation or the issues over time. The point is to heal and grow, not just give a label. I really have a problem with labels, and that's why I'm talking about this one as a label, because it's quite impactful. A lot of people are high functioning, and that's not a bad thing. Sometimes it is not necessarily a good thing. So how can we break this cycle? I think as people, ourselves as individuals, and as family and friends to individuals in a high functioning situation, we need to understand that it doesn't necessarily mean someone is okay. It's important to check in with those around us, even if they seem fine, or even if we think they're strong and usually are okay. Everyone has moments. encourage open conversations, and create a supportive environment where people feel safe to express their feelings, their true feelings, the ones that sometimes get really emotional, and actually try to feel, I know this is a tough one, comfortable allowing someone to be emotional. I say this, and I know that it's difficult, even as I say that, because for years I've been working with clients, and often people would become very emotional. And that was really hard to sit through, but it wasn't about me. It was about them being able to get it all out. And my heart would break, and I would feel that, oh my gosh, I need to cry with you. And it's tough. And you sometimes even feel things where you want to relate, and you need to wait and let them actually get through those feelings, because it's important that they come to the surface and be seen, be heard, be felt, and then they are able to be let go more easily. If you find yourself relating to the concept of high avoiding, know that you're not alone. It's okay to seek help, therapy, support groups, and open conversations with trusted individuals can make a world of difference, even to yourself. Even open conversations out loud to yourself, or writing in a journal and looking at it and saying, okay, well, there I see it. Now I acknowledge it. Let's see what we're going to do now. Remember, acknowledging that you're struggling doesn't make you weak. It makes you human. And acknowledging it, or being able to acknowledge it, helps you become stronger. As we wrap up this episode, let's challenge ourselves to look beyond the surface, whether it's ourselves or others. Let's strive to understand the true state of our mental health and offer genuine support. Being high functioning might sound impressive, but true wellness comes from addressing where we are in our minds, physically, mentally, emotionally, head on, and not avoiding it. Thanks for listening. If you have any thoughts or experiences you'd like to share about high functioning or high avoiding, or if there's a specific topic you're interested in, please feel free to reach out. Until next time, take care, and always believe you deserve good things in life. That's it for now. See you soon.